Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, June 19th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the new director of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Birthdays, baseball great Lou Gehrig, born on this day in 1903. From bio.com.
He set a long-standing record for most consecutive games played in Major League Baseball, earning him the nickname, the Iron Horse.
Lou Gehrig would play no matter what. He played until he couldn't play anymore because he was dying. He played in 2,130 consecutive games. No ball player had ever done that before, and no one did it after him until Cal Ripken came along.
Lou Gehrig had eight consecutive seasons with 120 or more runs batted in. Big band leader Guy Lombardo, born this day in 1902. Kathleen Turner.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Is 60 today. This day in history, June 19th, 1964, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is passed in the U.S. Congress. It would be signed into law by President Johnson on July 2nd. In 1865, nearly 2 years after being signed by President Abraham Lincoln and 2 months after the end of the Civil War, news of the Emancipation Proclamation reaches Galveston and the rest of Texas. June 19th is now celebrated as Juneteenth in Texas. From the Texas Institute for the Preservation of History and Culture at Prairie View A&M.
Historically, blacks were not free with any kind of communication from the government until June 19th.
Juneteenth is the day in which enslaved individuals in Texas learned that they were free.
Juneteenth is a day to pause and to reflect and to really assess where we are.
Number one on the charts this day in 1951, the great Nat King Cole and Too Young.
They try to tell us we're too young. Too young to really be in love. They say that love.
On the KETR events calendar, the Bookworm Club meets at 1 p.m. today and each Thursday through September 4th at the Ladonia Arts and Cultural Education Center, located at 6 West Side Plaza in Ladonia, and is Ladonia's Living Learning Center and Children's Library, embracing the rich culture and history of Ladonia, from prehistoric and natural history, the arrival and progression of modern civilization, and the wealth of biodiversity found in and around Ladonia. The Ladonia Bookworm Club meets today at 1. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from the great Lou Gehrig, whose birthday was June 19th. I love to win, but I love to lose almost as much. I love the thrill of victory, but I also love the challenge of defeat. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the new manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss.
Morning.
Good morning to you, and I want to make this a regular visit on the Black Lands Cafe. Paul, I know a lot of people know you around Commerce because you're not exactly new to town.
No, I'm not. I've been here since 81. My wife works at the college over at the library, and I've been both my kids went to school here. We live out north of town. Everybody asked me when I moved out here, do I live close to town? I said, well, when they're ginning cotton at Fairleigh Gin, I can see the light in the sky. So we say we commerce, but you know,
right.
Absolutely.
What made you decide to get into the Chamber of Commerce business?
Well, I've been in the trucking business for the last 40 years and working out of my home, regional, usually in sales. I've been vice president of three different companies in the last 20 years, and last year I was severely injured in a wreck out on Highway 11. A young man hit me from the back. I was on my farm tractor, and hit me going over 70 miles an hour. And so I was off of work for a year, and when you're looking to try to slow your life down a little bit,
yeah.
Why not do it in your hometown?
Yeah. Well, talk to us a little bit about what you see as commerce's some of the biggest needs that the city has from the point of view of the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce is we're trying to get our membership up as well. You know, when you see places like Sulphur Springs and Greenville, they're very active downtown, yeah. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do with help commerce is to get everybody in our community involved in the chamber and pulling businesses into commerce, as well as increasing the business that we've got in commerce. People shop local. That's one of our main goals. One of our main needs in the chamber right now, we especially need some volunteers. We're trying to keep the chamber open all day long, and I need some volunteers to help during the day when I'm out and Cheryl's gone to lunch or whatever, keep the chamber open all day long so we can better serve everybody. We're also considering maybe keeping the chamber open half a day on Saturday as well. So I do need some volunteers, and if anybody wants to volunteer, all they got to do is call 3950, and we're ready to help them out.
Maybe someone who's retired.
Absolutely.
College students maybe needing some service hours, something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. All That's right. one of the things we're looking for.
All right, good. We're talking with the manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Now, before we turn the microphones on for this thing, you were telling me about some things I did not know about, some very nice developments that are underway.
Our Economic Development Committee and board is very hard at work to try to help us, meaning commerce, get some new businesses here. And matter of fact, I spent a day with Miss Bonnie Hunter in Dallas making actual calls on prospective people that could help us get businesses coming into commerce. Mm-hmm. And but you know the CVS pharmacy that is on the looks like it's on the way to becoming a reality in commerce. There's a new steakhouse that's opening over by the old Walmart, and it's called Black Angus. It's going to they say they're going to open within the next couple of weeks, which is nice. Where the Chicken Express is moving now over to their new facility, I think that there is a tenant set up to go in that one as well.
Which is exciting because we don't want that building. Well, it's great to have the new Chicken Express. You don't want that building just to sit there empty. So there's the prospect of another restaurant coming in.
That's what I understand.
And,
right now.
And from what you're telling me, we can't say it, but I think people will be happy to hear what that might be.
That's true, too.
Right.
And now, I was just going to say that in downtown, we're having some really good things going on downtown as well. Yeah. There's a lot of people that are looking at real estate downtown and considering expanding already buildings that are already there and renovating them, as well as some new construction. So, you know, we're real excited about that as well.
Now, the CVS would be built there at the corner of Culver and Highway 24 as you're coming into town from Interstate 30.
Yes, I think that's right by the high rise.
Now, very briefly, of course, you're already making plans for the Bodark Bash, but before that, the plans for the 4th of July event are well underway.
Absolutely. The 4th of July is, we've already got the band set up. We have Alliance Bank is going to be doing the cooking that night. They're cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, and the Kiwanis has got their rides going. We've got a bounce house. We have a obstacle course for the children, as well as face painting and balloons. I think the balloon, animal balloon deal was really a big hit last year. The little tattoos, don't worry, parents, they'll come off after about 4 or 5 weeks. Anyway. No, it's not quite that bad. Yeah. But we're really looking forward to it. We have a pyrotechnic show that's second to none. That's going to start, and we're going to start a little bit later this year. We're going to start at 6, and when it's not quite so hot. And by the way, we really have a lot of sponsors that are helping this year.
Paul Voss is the Chamber of Commerce manager here in Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Good. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.